talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 108. Can you believe we've done 108 episodes? It's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
I have Henry and William here with me.
Hello.
Hey.
And we are in the middle of trying to do a whole bunch of podcasts in just a few days so that we don't have to miss any podcasts while we're on vacation because we're getting ready to go on vacation. How's it going, Henry?
Good.
What about you, William?
Pretty good.
You also good?
Yeah.
So in just a few days, as I mentioned just seconds ago, we are going to be getting in a car and driving on a car trip, as we do every summer around about this time. We're going to be leaving early in the morning on the 4th of July and driving all the way to our cousin's house in Colorado so that we can hopefully, if we leave early enough, we can have dinner and then watch fireworks with our cousins.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. They said that like the fireworks are close enough to their house that they can see them just from their front yard.
Oh, wow. The full vacation will only be about 12 days, right?
I think so. Yeah, something like that. Just a little bit less than 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we're going to leave on the 4th and then we'll get back. We'll be gone all the next week and then we'll get back the Monday of the week after that.
I'm really excited this time because we've only done this once before, but this year we have two family reunions, which I'm kind of excited about, as I've already stated.
And this will be, I think this will be the first time we've done a family road trip where it's not the whole family. It'll just be you and me and Henry and Mom. Just the four of us.
Yeah.
Weird, huh?
I know. When we had Sir, like once we brought him on a family road trip, but I don't think Maisie really likes being in the car.
She doesn't hate it as much as she used to. She's getting a little bit used to it, but yeah, she doesn't like it the way Sir loved it. I think Sir loved car trips more than any other creature.
Sir was the happiest person while we were driving all day in the car.
He was like, I'm with my family, I'm on the road, and I'm just going to take a nap now.
Nap's so happy. Family's car is perfect things. For him.
And he got to hang out with his cousin, or our cousins. I don't know if those are his cousins. I don't know.
Yep. So it'll just be you, Mom and Dad, and Henry and William on the road for a long, long time, all the way to Colorado, and then for a long, long time all the way to Utah, and then a long, long time back to Colorado. We've got two family reunions this time. We've got one in the mountains of Utah and one in the mountains of Colorado. So nice thing about that is it's going to be really nice to be in the mountains of Utah and Colorado when it's super hot in Texas.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
I don't know if you know this, but it's really hot here.
Yeah.
Well, really?
You know how hot it is?
It's so hot that clouds evaporate.
It is time again for that It's So Hot joke series. Your favorite time. Do you think anybody's going to laugh?
No.
Or will it just be some
pain?
I'm going to laugh.
No.
Mom actually posted on the internet, posted something on Instagram and asked people to submit their own It's So Hot jokes. We got a couple of them. Elizabeth had a couple. She said...
Wait, which Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, your sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know we have some people that listen probably named Elizabeth. I know we have at least one named Elizabeth.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth, your sister said... It's so hot that the ice cream trucks are soup trucks.
Hasn't that one already been made on the podcast?
I don't think so.
She said, it's so hot that the fish in ponds are being cooked sous vide. That's a cooking joke. You know what sous vide is because I cook sous vide sometimes.
Yeah.
It's where you have the warm water and it cooks stuff slowly over time. We got a bonus joke. This is not really an It's So Hot joke, but your cousin... Send in a bonus joke.
Which cousin?
I'm not sure. It's either Kinsey or her husband, but it's from their family account. Her joke was, what do wasps do when it's hot?
What?
Murder children?
Oh, yeah.
They take off their yellow jacket.
These are actually really good ones.
I don't know why you laughed at that either. But you laughed, so that's good. It's so hot that the water in the pool at the City Rec Center tastes like stew.
I mean, that would taste good. But wait, what's it seasoned with? Sweat?
People.
And sweat, probably.
People stew. It's so hot that I don't even mind if you throw shade at me. Because, hey, it's shade. At least I get getting out of the sun.
Well, you said we wouldn't be laughing at these. You lied.
It's so hot that I bought cookie dough at the store the other day, and by the time I got to the car, they were just cookies. Which is good, because, hey, fresh baked cookies.
Okay, but...
So it's not all bad.
Okay, but it's actually so hot that if you leave your car and then come back, then it'll feel like an oven. So that's not a joke.
It's so hot.
It's not a joke.
It's so hot that I tried to bring a cooler to an event, but the cooler melted.
It's so hot that we're so sweaty and slimy that we just kind of ooze down the street like slugs.
That's not really a pun.
But I'm a slug.
It's not a pun, it's a joke.
Yeah, but yeah, whatever.
It's just kind of gross. That's all I got. That's all I got for It's So Hot jokes this time. What else is going on? We've got... So... It's been, how has the summer been for you guys so far? I know we talked about this on the podcast already.
It's been fun.
Pretty chill for me. Like, I've been staying home a lot.
Not literally chill.
So we're leaving on Wednesday. Do you have anything going on the next couple of days?
I mean, me and Henry just got the new Five Nights at Freddy's game.
It's not really a game. It's more like just a customizing thing.
Yeah. Like, in some of the games, you can customize how hard each character is. This has every single character from all the different games.
Well, not every single character.
What is that? What's that Mario game where it's like everything is customizable?
Mario Maker.
Mario Maker. So is this like the Mario Maker version of Five Nights at Freddy's?
Basically. It's
kind of.
It's really fun.
You like it? I know you've been playing it. You got it yesterday and you've been playing it a lot.
Yeah, and it's free. Like, the last few games have been free.
I've never played Five Nights at Freddy's, so I don't really know what it means, but you seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, there's someone who apparently is like made a deal with the creator of the game that if he can beat like the hardest difficulty where all the animatronics are set on the hardest level, then the creator of the game, Scott Gotham, will have to be on his like talk show or something.
Oh yeah.
And if he loses, then he has to make a Five Nights at Freddy's fan game.
If you guys were able to do that, would Scott Coffin come on our podcast? That'd be kind of fun. Huh?
I mean, yeah. We wouldn't be able to do that because it is hard. Super really hard.
Like impossible.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the creator of the game said that it's probably impossible.
Yeah.
So.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, we've talked about this before, it's one of the movies we're excited about seeing this summer, is coming out, I think, on the 4th of July or like the day before the 4th.
I thought it was coming out on the 7th.
I think it...
No, it used to come out. I don't know.
Alexa, what day does Ant-Man and the Wasp come out?
The film Ant-Man and the Wasp will be released on Friday, July 6th, 2018.
Oh, you're right. It doesn't come out on the 4th. I thought maybe because of the holiday they would release it early. But it comes out on Friday the 6th.
Yeah.
So it comes out a couple days after the 4th.
I don't know. I think you'd be able to see it with like your cousins or something.
I don't know. I think we'll be in the mountains on the 6th.
I mean, will there be a movie theater nearby?
I don't know. Maybe we can, I don't know. We'll see.
We don't have to see it on opening night, I guess.
I think we can find a time to see it. How about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that movie. It got, I think, like the first critics consensus on Ant-Man and the Wasp from Rotten Tomatoes was a 90%. It may have changed since then, but...
Yeah, what I saw said it's a lot of fun, and it's kind of a nice break to go from super intense Infinity War movie to... It's just a fun, like, heist movie type.
Yeah.
Kind of like the first one was. It's just a lot of humor, a lot of fun times. And I think chronologically what I heard is it takes place between Civil War and Infinity War. So it takes place before Infinity War.
Well, the trailers show that it's definitely after Civil War. So, yeah.
The Russo brothers and Kevin Feige were saying in this, like, future ad about Infinity War, that they're saying, like, all right, how do we set up for Infinity War? And they said, like, the best way to do that was to break them apart. So Civil War set up for not just Infinity War, but also a lot of other films.
Yeah.
Although I've heard that, like, it's a really good idea to see Ant-Man and the Wasp before you see Avengers 4. So...
Yeah, I think I heard something about that, too. So even though it takes place before Infinity War, it somehow helps set up the next Avengers movie.
Yeah, I'm curious to know why that is.
Yeah.
Seems so like...
all your friends watch Marvel movies, pretty much.
Yeah, I have a friend, Ben, who guest starred on the podcast once. Who
a couple times, I think. I think he's been on twice.
I thought it was just once.
Maybe just once.
Yeah,
maybe just once. He was a really good guest, though.
Yeah, maybe he could guest star again sometime this summer. Anyways, he saw Thor Ragnarok with some of his friends, and now he's saying that that's like the best movie ever, and it's like the best Marvel movie ever, and nothing can beat it.
Yeah.
Okay, I personally think that the director of that, the person who also voice acted Korg in that movie, is my favorite director.
Yeah, Taika Waititi is amazing.
Yeah, he's fun.
I think like Black Panther, and we both agree that Black Panther and Thor Ragnarok are the best.
I think Thor Ragnarok is one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, and it came out.
It's my very favorite, but it's definitely in the top.
It came out around the same time that Justice League came out, which was, in my opinion, much worse than Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
It also cost less.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. Let's go ahead and do some news.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
My first news story seems like an It's So Hot joke. It's so hot that the Science Center roof in Glasgow, Scotland is melting.
What?
But this is an actual news story. This is from the BBC. It says, Glasgow, Scotland. So Scotland has kind of two big cities, Glasgow and Edinburgh. I don't know how you pronounce it. So, sometimes I hear it one way, sometimes I hear it the other way, but they're kind of the two big cities in Scotland, and Glasgow is where this takes place. Glasgow, Scotland, they say it is got, like the hottest day they've had in 23 years was this past week, and temperatures got up to, guess how hot they got?
110?
32 degrees.
Wow.
Celsius.
Oh, okay.
How many degrees is that Fahrenheit?
That's what I want to ask Alexa. Alexa, how many degrees Fahrenheit is 32 degrees Celsius?
32 degrees Celsius is 89.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
You got up to 89.6 degrees. It's not that much. Can you believe that?
I think one time in algebra.
It almost got to 90 degrees.
I think one time in algebra to learn about like systems of equations or something, we learned the formula for Celsius and Fahrenheit.
If it only got up to 89 here, we would be like, maybe I should put on a sweater.
Or like
89 degrees. I mean, that can be a little hot, but it's not anywhere near the hottest. We would love to have a 90 degree
just
day.
Like,
if it was 90 degrees, I want to. If it was 89 degrees, I want to go play outside.
That's like so in Glasgow, Scotland, though, 90 degrees is making everyone freak out. And actually, so the Science Center in Glasgow is covered. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, William. I'll come back to your point. But I wanted to get this in. Science Center in Glasgow is covered with this all-weather membrane. It's a weatherproof membrane, and apparently it's melting and dripping black goo down the side of the building.
That sounds kind of cool.
Probably partly because it's black, and black things kind of absorb heat. So
yeah.
Right at the roof, it's probably hotter than 90 degrees. It probably gets a lot hotter. Because on a black roof in Texas, it can get up to like 120, 130 degrees.
I'm guessing like the color black has like some sort of chemicals that go along with it.
One thing I'd like to mention is this was the hottest day ever recorded in that city.
Yes. Well, in 23 years, they say it's the hottest day in 23 years. The temperatures were making this roof melt. They had to warn people that they need to drink water and not keep their pets inside their cars. These are just normal things for us. And yeah, actually they had to like decrease the speeds of trains because the train tracks were starting to buckle from the heat.
There's someone who is walking their dog here and that dog started getting a heat stroke. So they're kind of used to this type of stuff.
So Sharon Lyons from the Glasgow Science Center said, as Scotland enjoys hot weather, the weatherproof membrane from our roof is quite literally melting. You have to imagine this in a Scottish accent. The structural integrity of the roof is completely sound, but we are left with a bit of an unsightly black goo on the roof.
I'm guessing you don't want us to attempt a Scottish accent.
I am not going to attempt a Scottish accent. When we return to typical Glasgow colder climes, we shall set about cleaning it.
Yeah, two things. First of all, I feel like 90 degrees or 80 degrees or whatever like just around that, is the type of temperature where like it feels really good for about 2 minutes and then you gotta go inside.
90 degrees is just barely hot enough to swim, really.
Yeah.
William, do you want to give us your story?
Okay. Firefighters deliver pizza for a driver after car crash. So,
I like this story. It's kind of funny.
Firefighters in New York made an unexpected delivery Saturday afternoon. A pizza. Engine 642 from the Henrietta Fire District responded to a motor vehicle crash involving two vehicles. One of the drivers was a pizza delivery man, Jared Gould said. And said, with the pizza still intact, firefighters decided to deliver it themselves. That's kind of cool.
I like that, yeah.
Okay, I can just imagine firefighters...
There was an accident, they took care of the driver, but then they went, hey, he's got to deliver a pizza.
I can just imagine myself... I can just imagine firefighters going up to a door, knocking and saying, oh, here's your pizza, sorry about the shards of glass.
You know, people like firefighters and policemen are kind of awesome people. Like, our school resource officer had to... like, escape a building and, like, give a report with, like, poisonous gas in it. He had to get tasered. He got pepper spray sprayed in his eyes, like, all for training. So, like, firefighters and policemen must be kind of awesome.
Yeah. So, this pizza did not have any glass in it, I think, because it was inside the box. So, they said the pizza was intact. But they did just what you said. They went up to the person's house.
I'm surprised, out of all things, the pizza remained intact.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how shocking it must have been to see, like, a firefighter deliver your pizza, and then he tells you that, like, the driver was stuck in a car crash?
So tell us about how they did it, Will.
It says, once the patient was cared for and loaded into the ambulance, the crew decided to finish the delivery so the pizza wouldn't go to waste, according to a post on the Henrietta Fire District's Facebook page. Yeah. After the delivery, firefighters thank the customer for ordering out and not risking the chance of burning food or setting off the fire alarm.
That's really funny.
Dad, you need to stop cooking.
You should really order out, because otherwise you might set your house on fire and then would have to come put out the fire.
I feel like people, like...
I think they were joking.
Yeah, although I feel like people who have, like, professionals and that kind of things, where, like, they fight certain things like that, kind of have, like, a... like, massive, like, fear of what they're fighting, kind of, or, like, they're more careful about that.
I'm sure. Wouldn't it be funny, though, to open the door and, like, you order pizza and there's a fireman standing there and there's a fire truck in front of your house?
Yeah.
So it says, residents reacted quickly on Facebook, cheering the department's actions. Yeah.
Firefighters are super helpful people. I think it's just because maybe that's why they go into being a firefighter, or maybe it's something about their training. But I remember one time, like, Mom had car trouble. I don't know if you remember this. This was in Dallas when you were little. She had car trouble right in front of the fire department. And the firefighters, like, ran out. They pushed her car over to the side of the road. They directed traffic. And then you guys got to hang out at this fire. Maybe you were too young. Maybe it was just Elizabeth and...
I don't think I remember that.
Before I was born.
BB says it was before she was born.
It was when... I might have been a baby, but it was when the boys weren't born yet.
So, Henry, do you remember it?
No.
William,
why would I?
Elizabeth, it told me when she was little, she had vague memories of it. She was, like, 2 or 3.
Oh, so it was just when Elizabeth...
I wasn't
there, so I don't remember really well. I'm sure Mom probably remembers that it was only Elizabeth. I thought Phoebe was there too, but I guess not.
I think it was a baby.
Whenever Mom thinks about firefighters, she just remembers how helpful they are, and she has a really good feeling. And that story, this story kind of reminds me of that. So they were like, hey, somebody has to deliver this pizza. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how much longer it took than normal. Like, because I had to take some time to take care of the driver and, you know.
Yeah, although one thing I hope that the person who received the pizza did was tip the firefighters a ton.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they got a tip, and if they got a tip, what'd they do with it?
Like, who pays firefighters?
Like, sometimes I see the firefighters in the grocery store, and they're loading up the cart with, like, ice cream. Apparently something they really like is ice cream. They, like, keep it at the firehouse. Some firefighters told me this, so I'm not just saying firefighters like ice cream. But I do see them at the grocery store sometime. The other funny firefighter story that I think of is, and I don't know if you remember this one. Phoebe might remember it. I don't know exactly who was around when this happened. But one time I was on my way home from work. This was in our last house. And I get home from work and how did this work exactly? I'm trying to remember. I think Mom called me on my cell phone. Or when I got home, Mom was like, I just called the fire department. But anyway, how I remember it was, Mom had a little bit of a fire in the microwave because she had put something in the microwave that had a twist tie, like a bag of tortillas or something, and it had a twist tie. And you know how you can't put metal in the microwave?
Yeah, I don't know about twist ties.
And so
ties,
it like started on fire. And because I remember when I walked in and she was like, the microwave started. And I opened the microwave door and went, and blew it out. That was like, it was such a small fire that I could just blow it out. But because she had called the fire department, the fire truck showed up in front of our house. And in our old neighborhood, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a fire station just right around the corner from our block. Mm-hmm. So it was like maybe 2 minutes away or 1 minute away. And I remember like the fire truck pulled up and they let the kids like get on the fire truck and showed them stuff. And they were just checking because I guess if you call 911 and you say you have a fire, they can't not respond.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't like an emergency. And I don't think Mom was saying, come over to my house is on fire. She called 911 because she was like, there's a fire in my microwave. What should I do about it?
Yeah, this is a bit of a tangent, but I remember waking up like 5 a.m., like maybe like 2 years ago and seeing like pretty much all the fire trucks in our town at the house in front of us, which was on fire.
Yeah, we talked about that on the podcast. So if you go back to one of our podcasts about 2 years ago, it was about 2 years ago exactly, right?
Yeah.
You can hear us talking about the fire across the street of the house that burned down.
It was right in front of us, so I got a good view of it, too.
Yeah. But I think every time that I've had a situation where firefighters show up, they're always super friendly.
Yeah. They seem like, I'm guessing they kind of have to be friendly, but
they seem like part of the job.
They seem like really awesome people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember when this was, but I remember a firefighter telling us, like, if you leave a $100 bill on the table and no one will take it, but if you leave some Bluebell ice cream on the table and everyone will take it.
Oh yeah, I think someone told us that like when we were touring a firehouse or something. Because like
that sounds
ice
familiar.
Cream is the thing that everybody will steal.
Yeah, because
they all like
I
ice
guess
cream,
since
especially
they...
Bluebell ice cream, which is like a Texas brand of ice cream.
Yeah, especially since like if they put out fires which are hot, then they'd like something that's cold, I'm guessing.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe ice cream is just delicious.
That's what we've learned from this podcast segment, that firefighters are amazing.
Yeah. Henry, do you want to tell us about your story?
Okay. This may at first sound like an Onion article, but let me read the headline. Minecraft and the National Conservancy use player creations to help real world coral reefs.
Coral reefs.
So Minecraft is helping actual coral reefs. This is actually a really cool story. Henry and I were like researching a little bit about this before the podcast. Do you know about this, William?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
So tell us about it, Henry. Anymore.
It says, with Minecraft's recent update Aquatic, populating the game's oceans with kelp, sea life, and colorful coral reefs. Developer Mojang has now turned its attention to the real-life seas threatened by climate change, pollution, and endangered natural reefs.
So apparently there's a new, it's a new, I don't know, like feature for Minecraft where you can build stuff underwater. You can build coral reefs underwater and there's like aquatic skins that you can buy. And they're using that to actually help fund some aquatic conservation.
With the Minecraft Coral Crafters campaign, Mojang, in partnership with the Nature Conservancy, is turning in-game designs from content creators into real-world underwater sculptures made from biorock. And basically what biorock is, it's a giant net made out of metal, not really a net, but it looks like one.
Like
and
a
you
structure,
put it underwater,
and
it has like a very low electrical current, and it makes it so that coral reefs grow like 5 times faster.
Yeah, so it's kind of like you know what rebar is? It's like that metal bar. They use it in concrete, so it's like these metal iron structures that are like a net. Like it's not solid metal, but it's like a metal net. And they put it down the ocean floor, and then they run an electric current through it. And all of the limestone starts to deposit on it. And then they can actually, like, take a piece of coral and put it on it. Then it will grow So it's basically rebuilding the coral reef. It's called Bio Rock.
And basically, now Bio Rock and Minecraft started a Coral Crafters campaign where players will donate money and also create different structures. And then I'm pretty sure three of the structures were created by the in-game developers. And it's made of...
The Biorock?
Biorock.
Yeah.
And one of the structures was actually made by a few students on Minecraft. And there's this class that was competing to... In Mexico, that was competing to create the design for it. And the winning one was Xoldol because it's native to close waters. And if it loses limbs, then it can regrow it, which is sort of like... What Biorock does.
Yeah, regrowing the coral reef.
I love Xoldol.
They're awesome.
So the winning team was Xoldol. I don't know how to pronounce that very well, though.
I spelled Xoldol on Bananagrams. I'm super proud of myself.
Yeah. So Minecraft kind of did two things. One, they said when they launched this new part of the game, they said if there are 20 million underground blocks, then we will donate money to the Nature Conservancy. And they said that happened like almost immediately. And then also they funded this program where they built these structures to help recreate the coral reef in Cozumel. So Cozumel, Mexico, which you guys have been to, is like one of the best coral reefs in the world. But it's starting to have real problems with like dying and pollution and stuff. So they're trying to rebuild the structures. And so they had these teams and they let users kind of create some structures and the winners did it. And we were watching. So like underneath... where the coral reef is, underneath the water in Cozumel, there's a giant Steve made of bios.
And there's also an Alex and a blocky Xoldol.
Xoldol.
And a mermaid wolf. Or a wolf mermaid or something. I can't remember what they called it. But like these structures. Mermaid. So it was really cool that like these students were able to kind of create this Minecraft structure and then create one in the real world and put it in the ocean and use it to regrow the coral reef. I thought it was really cool.
Maybe this will be a step in like getting people to stop making fun of Minecraft and its fan base.
So it's Minecraft, but it's also... Science!
Yeah, because like all the people who are like making fun of Minecraft's community and how it's only 8-year-olds play it, like now they're help saving the world.
Yeah, it's actually kind of cool. I think it's a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was cool. Let's do a segment we haven't done in a while. Let's do some...
Oh, yeah, either or.
Do we have, like, a segment?
Got some either or. I don't know if I've done these before. I don't think I have. Maybe I've done similar things. Anyway,
either or. It's not too big of a deal.
You guys know how this segment works.
Yep.
I say two things. You tell me which one is right, and I tell you if you are right or wrong. So, first item on our either or, water balloons or water guns?
Water balloons, definitely.
Water guns because they last way longer.
William? Henry, I'm sorry. Water balloons are the coolest.
Popping water balloons is so satisfying. Cool
because of that, but they go by so quickly.
They do.
Yeah, but
now they have those cool ones where you hook it up to the hose and it automatically blows up a whole bunch of water balloons.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah, but they still go by so much better. Quickly.
But like
they do, they go really fast, but they're really awesome.
Some people pointed out how like a lot of them like aren't even full enough, so they'll never pop. But like. I don't know, just so satisfying just to see one just, like, pop against someone's face.
Also, one thing I realized was I was at a birthday party, like, a few days ago, maybe a week, and I realized that we were doing a water balloon fight, and I realized that if I pressed them super hard to the concrete or just pressed them on my hand super hard, it wouldn't break. But if I very lightly touched it, like, the last time I possibly touched it to the grass, it would just immediately pop.
Oh, yeah, grass pops them really. I think because the grass blades are kind of pokey.
But super pokey, because if you just barely touch them to the grass, then they'll immediately pop.
Yeah, you know one thing? True. A few weeks ago, I took a normal-sized balloon, and I hooked it up to our faucet. I just, like, kept it on there, and I, like, I put the water, I made it, or I filled it up with water until it was like a foot long.
That sounds super dangerous.
It, not I, dangerous, I control. I kept it in my sink.
So water could get everywhere.
I kept it in my sink, and I poked a hole in it, and it didn't immediately pop. It just like started spruiting water.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Make a mess.
No, not really. It was just this like smooth, like just flow of water coming out of it.
Water balloons are really cool though. And I like the thing where you do the, like the water balloon toss.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
Yeah,
you start close together and then you get further and further apart.
Yeah, except then with that, I just like throw it at the other person. I usually throw it overhand anyways, so.
That's pretty hard to catch.
In Calvin and Hobbes, like during the winter, Calvin's always like making people knock out or being knocked out with snowballs. But during the summer, it's always water balloons instead.
Water balloons are fun. All right, next one. Fudge or nougat?
Fudge, that's easy.
Fudge.
You're both wrong. Nougat is better than fudge.
Nougat's good, but
nougat,
fudge
no.
is better.
Nougat's better than fudge.
I've had like plain just like flavored nougat before, and it is really good, but fudge is definitely better.
Wait, plain
fudge,
and
fudge
flavored?
Fudge is good. Fudge
well, you
good,
said plain flavor.
But nougat's better.
I said like different flavors.
That's why candy bars have nougat in the middle of them and not fudge.
Well, that's because they're already chocolate. But with fudge, you can like cut them into squares. You can like put peppermint on them. You can...
They're so good.
You can do so much more stuff with fudge.
Hey, majority rules.
Nougat's better than fudge. Next one. Kangaroo or wallaby?
What's a wallaby again?
Alexa, what's a wallaby?
I knew it at some point.
Wallaby is usually defined as any of various smaller, medium-sized kangaroos, often brightly colored.
So a wallaby, there's a whole bunch of species that are kind of kangaroo-like. The smallest ones are wallabies.
Oh, then wallabies.
They're considered wallabies. The biggest ones are kangaroos.
Then wallabies.
Wallabies, since they're more kangaroos. Colorful, and I can relate to them. They're tiny.
You guys think it's wallabies?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're correct. Wallabies are better than kangaroos.
I thought you were going to say wrong, because
it's like
no, you're right.
Bad opinion.
They're little, they're cute, and also I suspect that the bigger kangaroos are kind of jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah, although they can box. Can box.
Yeah, they're jerks. It's like llamas versus alpacas. Alpacas are small and fluffier. It's the same year.
Did you guys know that people eat kangaroo?
I mean, people eat anything.
Yeah.
Like pretty
kangaroo
much
kangaroo meat is sold in stores. Especially
yeah.
in Australia, but also other countries. I noticed this when I was trying to determine what the difference is between a wallaby and a kangaroo. Apparently, so they don't grow them on farms like cows or cattle. They're all hunted in the wild. But there are some species of kangaroo that they have really population problems with. So they're allowed to hunt them and then harvest them for their meat and sold in stores. And apparently... kangaroo meat is really good for you. It's like low in fat and high in protein.
Oh, that's
it's
weird.
It's very lean.
Apparently,
would you eat kangaroo meat?
No, because...
I mean, I'd try it.
Seems kind of weird, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and also the only meat I don't feel bad about eating is crocodile... No, not crocodile. Alligator.
The only meat?
I had alligator sausage
alligators
once.
Alligators are jerks.
You eat chicken and beef and pork.
Yeah, but I feel guilty
about it.
About
I had bacon. Tasty, tasty bacon.
While we were in New Orleans...
But I feel guilty.
While we were in New Orleans, we had... alligator sausage, or just like fishy sausage, but aren't there
fishy.
Some animals are like you, where like there's like laws based on like hunting and eating them.
There are. I think all animals have laws about hunting. So there's some animals you're not allowed to kill,
like
and even
sharks,
animals
right?
that you're allowed to hunt. Yeah, I think there are laws about, and like, you know, there are fishing laws, and it's all regulated.
Like you're not allowed to like cut off sharks' fins, right? I think.
Well, there's a real problem in China because one of the most popular dishes you can buy in China is called shark's fin soup, and it's super popular. But it's a problem because fishermen will like catch a shark, cut off its fin, and then just dump the rest of the shark. And so it's causing like shark populations to be really low and endangered in some
cases.
Yeah,
because it doesn't keep them living.
Yeah, and it seems like kind of a waste just to chop off their fins.
Plus, their fins are so iconic.
I think if people want to be a vegetarian, I think that's good, you know, if that's what they feel like.
I can definitely
My
see
problem
that.
Is meat just tastes really, really good.
Yeah.
It smells really, really good. So like yesterday, I, for the first time, I cooked beef brisket Texas barbecue on my new smoker, and it was pretty good.
That was a good meal.
It was really tasty.
It was like that and corn and like
baked beans.
Yeah, baked
I
beans.
Also
and
smoked on the smoker.
Yeah.
Bacon in it. Tasty,
and
tasty
that
bacon.
what's the name of that cabbage stuff?
Coleslaw.
Yeah, coleslaw. It's just a really Texan meal.
Yeah, it's like the type of meal you can get at a barbecue, except I did it right at home.
And you made the barbecue and pickles.
Yeah.
It was a really good meal.
Beef brisket, and it was on the smoker for about 7 hours and then resting for another hour. I think barbecue beef brisket is like the most Texan food there is.
It was all really good.
Frito chili pie is pretty close. Texas. Some like a good enchilada plate of Tex-Mex is also there, but beef brisket is very much a Texas food.
Texas food is really good, and that includes Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Anyways, next.
All right, next either or. Starfire or Raven? And of course, I'm talking about the
Teen Titans
character. And not Teen Titans Go.
No, not that.
I mean, Raven, I guess.
Yeah, Raven.
I don't know. I can't really remember too much about Teen Titans.
Starfire or Raven? You both say Raven. I'm afraid you're wrong. Starfire. You would think Raven, but Starfire is actually better. Starfire is really hilarious. Not Raven's funny, but she's kind of all goth and dark. Starfire is actually really funny, even though she's not dark. Starfire is the correct answer.
I don't know. I just can't stop thinking about the much worse and infamous reboot.
You guys should go back and watch the old Teen Titans, because Elizabeth and Phoebe used to watch it all the time, and they loved it.
I think one of the writers said that they'll probably be bringing back, because Teen Titans left on a cliffhanger and then never picked up after that. I think one of the writers said that they might be making the final season eventually.
Yeah, it's been a long time though.
Apparently with a show called Samurai Jack, they like brought back it for like a final season and they made it more like...
Yeah, I think they did. I heard that was a good show. I never really watched it though.
I never watched it either, but apparently they made it more like geared towards adults. That way the people who grew up with it could watch it.
No, really. And I only have one more either or, and that is chocolate pudding or tapioca pudding.
Chocolate pudding. Duh.
Tapioca pudding.
Henry?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
Chocolate pudding's really good. I'm not going to say it's not, but tapioca pudding is really good, and it has an interesting texture.
And homemade chocolate.
And an interesting flavor.
There's always something that seems a little off about homemade chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding is good, though.
Yeah, it's good, but
chocolate pudding's bad, but tapioca pudding might be the best pudding there is.
Yeah, but don't you think there's like something...
I think there's something off about tapioca pudding, too. Well, like...
Do you not like the little chewy tapioca in it?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's just... After the first few times... the first time you compare it to chocolate pudding... It's better, but if you keep on having tapioca pudding, you just get tired of it. But not with chocolate pudding.
Yeah, like I've always liked chocolate pudding whenever it's homemade, but it's always seemed like there's been something like slightly off about it.
Yeah, true.
Like it tastes like there's something like kind of sandy textured in it.
Are you guys getting hungry yet?
Yes.
Well, there's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is
three words for you: treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
So for treat yourself, we have something called Yasso frozen Greek yogurt bars.
Yeah,
so Mom got these in the grocery store, and she thought that it would be a fun thing for us to try for treat yourself. It says on the box, fun fact, Yasso derives from the Greek greeting Yasso, a friendly way to say hello. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right, but Yasso, if you're in Greece, would be a friendly way to say hello. So we have three flavors here. We have chocolate. Like chocolate pudding. We have...
Wait, one second.
Black raspberry chip.
Notice how the chocolate one isn't chocolate nougat. It's chocolate fudge.
We have chocolate chip cookie dough.
Chocolate nougat is an ice cream.
Black raspberry chip and chocolate fudge.
Chocolate nougat is not an ice cream flavor.
Not nougat.
But chocolate nougat isn't an ice cream flavor.
This is frozen yogurt. It's not ice cream. But it's a frozen dessert.
One second. You know why chocolate nougat isn't an ice cream flavor? Because chocolate fudge is way better.
Chocolate nougat? No, I don't think there is. Is there a chocolate nougat? There probably is.
Probably out
but
there.
Nougat. But like... Nougat's one of the best things there is.
All fudge right, is good.
I'm going to chop these up so we can each try each flavor. Okay, which one should we try first? Chocolate, fudge, black raspberry chip, or chocolate chip cookie dough?
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yeah, let's do that first.
All right.
I feel like that'll be the best.
Just gonna cut off a piece for each of us.
All right.
Just gonna have to use your fingers.
Did you just get a sample of it?
Yeah.
We always do.
It's We can't wait for us each to eat a whole bar.
Yeah.
What do you think, guys?
I think it was pretty good, but for some reason I thought that it would actually be cookies and cream. I don't know why.
Oh, so you thought it would have Oreo chunks instead of chocolate chip cookie dough? Yeah. Even though it's called chocolate chip cookie dough.
It's pretty good. I wouldn't say it's like the future of ice cream or anything. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it. It tastes a lot like cookie dough ice cream. I think it's delicious.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
I'm gonna go delicious. Possibly borderline delicious, but delicious.
Yeah. All right.
I think you can definitely taste the sour Greekness in it, like the Greek yogurt.
You think so?
Yeah.
Which one should we try next? Let's do black raspberry chip. Black raspberry chip. This one is even better. I liked this one a lot.
So it reminds me of two things. First of all, it reminds me of that blueberry Yoplait yogurt. And second of all, it reminds me of if you go to Yellowstone, they have a lot of what's it called? Huckleberry flavored stuff. And they have they have huckleberry ice cream there. It tastes just like that.
Yeah, I totally forgot about huckleberry ice cream. It does taste, it's really good.
Once again, you can definitely taste like the slight sourness in Greek yogurt. And it's really good, delicioso.
The reason why I know this was better than the other one is because when I tasted some, I immediately wanted more. Yeah. It's really good. It's delicious.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
I'm guessing all these would be delicious.
I still don't think it beats the cookies and cream. Not cookies and cream. Cookie dough. I still don't think it beats that.
I think
it's
got
little chunks of like white chocolate and something like raspberry flavored chocolate. Yeah,
I
noticed
the chocolate.
Mm. It's really good. All right, let's try the chocolate fudge. The chocolate fudge seems like it'll just taste like a fudgesicle, but
it's but slightly sour because it's Greek yogurt.
Yeah, I'm not really tasting the yogurty taste myself.
I am.
Kind of a yogurty tang.
I don't think it says on the back, hey, ice cream, it's on. But I'm not sure if this could replace like just normal ice cream. But
no, I think it could. Mm. For me, it could.
I mean, it just doesn't seem like it would. I don't think
it
it's like
as good as ice cream to me.
Yeah, I just don't think it's like ice cream 2.0.
All right, here is the chocolate fudge one. All right, what do you think of the chocolate fudge?
It's hard to describe.
I think I think that would fall like somewhere in between okay and delicious.
For me, they were
okay.
Yeah, I think I'll agree with that.
I don't. Surprisingly, the chocolate fudge ones I didn't like as much.
It's because you can taste the yogurt tang.
Yeah, it doesn't taste the same as chocolate ice cream. This one is the only one I can really taste it on.
I think I prefer fudgesicles.
The chocolate, the cookie dough was delicious. The raspberry chip was very delicious. This one's just okay.
Yeah.
If I were to rank it from best to worst, it would be, keep in mind that the first two are very close together, but cookie dough, raspberry, and then this.
Oh, I thought the raspberry was by far the best.
I'd say raspberry cookie dough.
The cookie dough was good. This one's not as good.
I mean, this still overall is a pretty good.
Now, if it was nougat flavor, it would be so delicious.
Fudge is better, though.
No.
You can do so much for chocolate fudge.
It might be, but no.
So that's Treat Yourself, and that's our podcast. Thanks, boys, for participating in the podcast with me.
Thank you.
And thank you to everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Talk to Dad Podcast. You can email us at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. If you just started listening to the podcast, or even if you've been listening to the podcast for a while and have never reached out to us, please do that. And if there's something you want to do to help us out, the best thing you can do is you can go on iTunes or Apple Podcast and give us a 5-star review. That's probably the best way to make people aware of the podcast because of the way their algorithms work. They can feature us as a podcast. And I think that's still the way most people get podcasts. So it'll get the word out. This has been a lot of fun and we will see you later. Last time for